Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody else's problem. We call it OPP, other people's problems. What's happening?
Valerie saw something she wasn't supposed to see. Ooh. And who should she tell?
Oh, boy.
About it.
Ooh, that's a good tease. Yes, everyone, the four people who listen to this show. Hi, Mom. Valerie.
Yay.
Yay.
What did you see? Tell us the story.
So the other day, oh, boy, I swung by my in-law's house to drop something off, and I saw and heard...
No, God, please
never
no.
Never expected to see.
They were doing what?
I didn't even tell you yet.
I know, but I'm just, my brain is just.
My anxiety
I know where my brain's
roof.
At. You saw and heard. Like, are you doing this on purpose to give us all anxiety? What did you see? They were, please tell me
my
they were chopping
father,
up big rails
my,
of drugs. Because, like.
No. I saw my father-in-law having relations with a woman who is not my mother-in-law.
Oh, God!
Oh.
And I heard them.
You saw, you heard, did they see or hear?
No, I left. I didn't say a word. I left with the
so
house.
So they leave?
Me, and now I don't know what to do.
Can I just, I have to ask several just little qualifiers. One, I'm not a big fan of the cheaters, right? But mm-hmm. if you're going to mm-hmm. cheat, please go to a hotel or go to their, like something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you
not
cheat
on, like,
in your marital
yeah,
bed,
yeah.
You, like you're already despicable if you're a cheater, but if you're cheating in your marital bed, you're like, that's another
they
level.
They weren't in the bedroom.
Even worse. Okay. But okay, in your marital home, but all yeah. of, and also just lock the door? I don't, what? Or did you not get all the way inside where you just, watching through the picture window. God, why am I picturing my parents' house?
I'm like, no, what? I actually came in and okay. I heard, I didn't close the door. And like I walked in and I was hearing it, you know, it was just weird to hear this. So yeah. I, you know, crept around and looked and
why would you look if you're hearing what's going on? I'm leaving.
Well, because I couldn't, I didn't know who it was. So I was gonna be sure
but
it
even
was,
if
like,
you thought
husband,
it was your mother-in-law, the, like the real lady.
Husband. I didn't know who it was.
But did you know immediately it was relations or could you have been misunderstood for like
oh, a tennis no. match?
Yeah.
Voracious CPR.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, it was evident.
Then it's on you for going around the corner. Yeah,
well,
like I'm with Aaron on this
but,
one.
But
we're
I'm
supposed
married.
To be helping
this
her.
This was my husband. This was his parents. This is his parents' house.
Okay, so you know that your husband's dad is a dirtbag.
Right.
And
I haven't told my husband yet, and okay. I don't know what to do or if I should tell him because he'll be upset about his dad being unfaithful to his mom. And so should I tell him? Should I confront his dad? Should I confront my mother-in-law and, you know, talk to her about it?
I can't even tell you how many times this sort of issue, this comes up in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no stock answer, right? To like, 303-222-5423, call that number, text that number. We just need advice. Like if you know somebody's been unfaithful, the obvious answer is almost always butt out. But as a victim of cheating myself, like,
I would want to know.
You want to know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
Do you like your mother-in-law more than you like your father-in-law? That's a weird question.
Well, now, no, yeah.
I like them both equally, but I love my husband.
And you, who do you want to know more? Do you want to protect your mother-in-law, or you want your husband to just know the truth? Who's the person that's weighing on your heart the heaviest that you want to tell? Your husband?
My husband, because I think the relationship with him and his dad are going to change, and I don't want to, you know, be in the middle of that because they're really close.
Yeah, so then maybe you should keep it to yourself.
Yeah, to protect, because you weren't supposed to see this, right? I mean, it was a complete accident. And if you...
Not a complete accident. She could have stopped and just always believed that they had a healthy relations life. But she had to go around the corner and see, are you positive? Mm. You positive it was somebody else and she wasn't wearing a wig or something?
I'm positive.
Okay. I don't want any of the details on how you're positive.
Okay.
I understand. Do you have any secrets from Angie?
Not big ones, I don't think. There's probably things I haven't told her yet, but I'm not like keeping it a secret. Right. I don't think, right?
Because it sucks when you have a secret from your spouse. Even if it's like you're trying to like plan a surprise party. Like, knew what the gender of our daughter was before she did. And every moment of every day, it sucked. Yeah. I'm just like, I want to talk to you about
it. I'm terrible at giving gifts, too. I'm like, just open it. Just
oh my God,
open it
for me.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. Just,
but this is bigger than that. It's like, I know your dad. Like,
and this could ruin relationships.
Right. And he's talking like, me and my dad are planning to go to Alaska and fish for salmon. And it's like, I wonder who will pick up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And a marriage. Yeah. What if my mother-in-law, you know, like is not comfortable with it?
Well, is there an element? I mean, we know people who are in open relationships. Are his parents maybe keeping a secret from you guys that this is, I don't know.
That this is what
that
they do?
Okay with that. Yeah.
And then you can just go, I don't know. None of my business. I don't have to ruin my husband's. I don't have to break up the family, but it's not, I don't know, it's not you breaking it up because you didn't do the wrong thing.
No, you kind of did, but you do you think there's a chance that they're swingers, Valerie, or no?
I don't know. I don't think that they're, I mean, they don't seem like, I don't know.
You'd be real surprised who turns out to be.
The correct answer is I've never thought of that. Never thought of my in-laws in that.
That is actually the correct answer. If you want to, okay.
Sorry, literally no idea. Never crossed my mind.
I'm not even thinking about it now.
Valerie, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you advice on whether you tell your husband, you tell the mother-in-law. A lot of times what people will say to do is you go to the father-in-law and tell him, you tell her, I will, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't like that either, like those kind of weird, because then you're... Ugh.
That feels like you're still inserting yourself just as much. You're taking
words?
Control
you have
of the
situation.
You're penetrating the situation. you're
hang on, Valerie.
You don't want to be in and out.
Should not be entrusted with other people's problems.
I know.
Because we don't know how to take it seriously.
No.
That's a serious thing.
It is.
I know we're gonna get advice for Valerie. That's 100% what we're doing. She should confront the dad, tell the mom, tell her husband. Which of these things? None of the above. I just need a poll of the room. Happening around the corner. Are you stepping forward or backward?
I'm stepping backwards.
Thank
or
you.
I'm saying, hello, I am here.
Right. In no way, shape, or form am I lightening my steps.
Mm-mm.
And taking a step forward.
Curious. Aaron's the most curious person ever.
Yeah, and I'm saying I would leave.
Not about that. I'm not curious about
if
that.
If you heard someone getting murdered, she'd take a piece.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I
would never step forward.
I would probably just not be. Never. I wouldn't be thinking because you're so off guard. You're like, I'm just dropping this bag of things off. I'm not like expecting.
It's automatically relations or somebody getting hurt, and I'd get out.
What if they're hurt?
Yeah.
No, but if you get out and call and goes, hey, is everybody all right?
Even more
like, why
reason.
Do you ask? Well, sounded like a vigorous tennis match. Valerie knows that her father-in-law is cheating and the burden is killing her. So what should she do next? 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to handle Valerie's OPP. She wants to gouge your eyes out.
Relatable.
She was dropping something off at her mom's house. Father-in-law was there with someone who was not her. Right?
Her mother-in-law.
Father-in-law. Okay.
Yeah.
She
heard some noises, went around the corner that maybe shouldn't have gone, but she did.
Why would you do that?
She saw father-in-law.
Getting busy with someone who was not her mother.
Yeah, she ran out. She wasn't seen. So now she's like, "Who do I tell?
Should you tell? Is it Nanya?
Oh, my son would love that.
Melanie.
Yay!
Advice for Valerie and the deed that shouldn't have been seen.
Okay, so I changed my mind originally. Now I think she should talk to the father-in-law. I mean, if he's close with his son, like, talk to him. And, like, maybe, I don't know. She should talk to him, because that will surprise him anyway.
Tell him that I saw you. Tell him, I saw you doing the thing.
Yeah, just go to him. Or she should go to him, because, like, then he can decide what he wants to do with that information that she knows, you know, and it doesn't. She doesn't have to tell her husband. She doesn't have to hurt her mother-in-law, but
I know what you did last summer. Like, I don't, like, what do you...
It feels ultimatum.
Without doing it, like, it's threatening. Well, it's a blackmail extortion.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just bringing to the, I don't know, her taking it, her truth. Because she shouldn't have to hold that. That's not fair for her to have to hold that from
them.
This marriage, you know? And...
But then depending on what the father-in-law says, then would she tell her husband?
Like, what are you going to do about it?
Or like, no, we're actually in an open relationship.
You have to take him on his word.
Right? Yeah, and then do you tell your husband, his son? Because then it's just weird.
Hey, your parents are
saying, like, it takes the pressure off of her maybe a little bit just to, like,
Having a secret like that does suck. You don't want to walk around with that every day, for sure.
No. Absolutely.
Thank you, Melanie.
Okay.
Kathy?
I'm here.
Hello.
What
advice do you have for Valerie and this?
Valerie, I think you should tell your husband. I think if you guys approach it together and have open minds about it, then you can talk more about, like, how to approach his parents. Because if they are swingers, then that's their business. And you and your husband are not affected by
it.
Do
we really think they are? Or was he just making the beast?
I don't know.
Who knows?
You don't want to be on the other side of it and then it start to affect your marriage. Your marriage should come first.
Yeah. From what I've heard, the only way to tell if someone is a swinger is at the grocery store. That's all I've ever heard is a pineapple.
I feel like that's a lie.
No, the pineapple thing. Well, I think the pineapple door knocker, too. If you have the door knocker on your house, it's a pineapple.
Mm.
Or the white rock out front.
That's why I haven't tried it. Like, I don't want to hang out at the grocery store all the time.
I've done the pineapple upside down in my cart just to see what happens. Legit, I have.
Really?
Well, because I'm just like, let's go. Let's just see what happens. Nothing happens.
Mm.
Might be I'm unswingable. In the wrong kind of tree.
Anyways.
All right, thank you. Tell the husband. That's great advice. Why did it always degenerate down into me and my... Sarah?
Yay!
What do we think we should tell Valerie?
You should tell your mother-in-law. That drives me like, oh, you should butt out. That's not right. If you get the person, tell them the
truth. I don't know.
Basically, she said tell the mother-in-law.
Yeah. If you care about her, you should know.
So we're up to three people we should One,
tell the mother-in-law, tell the father-in-law, tell your husband.
Yeah.
And I'm still on team...
pineapple?
Shut the hell, I'm on team pineapple. Paul?
Young Lai.
Yeah. Yai.
Who do you think she should tell?
You know what? I think she should let it go.
Jesus.
And quite honestly, I think that, you know, most times when you try to help, you end up being the bad guy. And her...
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't help. I hate that argument. It's like, that kid might be being abducted, but I don't want to be the bad guy.
Explain.
It's like, be the bad guy. Be the bad guy.
Let me explain. Because her first interest is no harm to herself or her husband.
Yes.
And we don't know all the facts. So therefore, I would let it go because, again, I've tried to help in situations, and I end up being the bad guy, and I'm just trying to help. So she doesn't need that. And poor sweetheart, I'm sorry you got involved in it. But personally, in my experience, I would let it go because if you weigh harm versus good and not having all the facts, you know what I mean? It's just really hard. But that's my opinion.
All right.
How do you just let that go, though? Like, I'm terrible with secrets.
No, and then the next time it's like, pass me the gravy, you're not thinking gravy.
I know.
All I've learned is the next time I'm going to my in-laws, I'm calling ahead first.
And knocking and stomping.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.